The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
If you enjoy segments like this and you enjoy Bible prophecy, I want to show you something, guys, right out of the Word of God. So tonight, I remember years ago, a man of God said one time, I heard him stand up and he said, the closer we get to the time of the end, the closer we get to the coming of the Son of Man, there will come a time when you will be able to take a newspaper. At that time, it was a newspaper. Today, it would be a computer, a laptop, a smartphone, a tablet, whatever, however you get your source. But he said you would be able to take the day's news and you would put it beside a Bible and it would just come leaping off the pages in regards to Bible prophecy. And guys, that is exactly what's happening. Again, if you're just joining us, this is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scapell, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And we're going to talk about when Bible prophecy comes straight from the headlines. If you have been keeping up with events going on in the world in the last 3 weeks, we are 3 weeks into the new year. And my friends, when you open your Bible to Matthew 24, Luke 21, or Mark 13, you're going to see it leap off the pages. Let me just show you this. Luke 21:7. Watch this. So they asked the Lord, teacher, they said, but when will these things be? And what sign shall there be when these things are about to take place? They're talking about the end of the age, the coming of the end. And he said, take heed that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he. And the time is drawing near, therefore do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, the other gospel writers say wars and rumors of wars, do not be terrified. This is Luke's account. For these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately. Now again, think about what we're already seeing at the beginning of this year. We're seeing these wars and commotions with the stuff with Iran and everything else. Then he says, a nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And again, this nation against nation is ethnos against ethnos or ethnicity against ethnicity. There would be civil wars. There would be factions. There would be civil unrest that would break out. Hello? Look what just happened in Virginia. Look what's taking place in America. What is our nation is falling apart at the seams. It's being ripped apart from the seams, from the inside out. And then he said, and there will be great earthquakes in various places. We're seeing seismic activity on a whole other level that just it keeps increasing year after year. And now we're seeing the diverse places. We're seeing earthquakes in Kansas. We're seeing earthquakes in Tennessee. We're seeing earthquakes in Oklahoma. We're seeing earthquakes in unusual locations, diverse locations. Puerto Rico is being shaken to the core with seismic swarms of earthquakes. He said there will be earthquakes are in great earthquakes, mega quakes. And I think it was Japan recently came out and said that they are preparing for once in a 100-year earthquakes. Well, we know they already had one of those in 2011, but they are preparing for the next one that could be even on a greater magnitude. What are we talking about? We're talking about exactly what Jesus warned about. He said there will be nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes in various places. Now listen to this. Famines. There will be famines in places. There was a locust swarm that's hitting southern Africa, South Africa, and they're already warning now that as a result of this, there could be famines because of the food shortages that are coming because of the locust swarms. And that doesn't even include other nations that are being affected by famine and pestilence. Somebody say pestilence. Now, this word pestilence is interesting. When you study it in the Greek, it actually means it means a plague that leads unto death. Now, in case you've not been paying attention to the news, we're going to read you some headlines in a minute. When we get done reading this, We're going to go over today's headlines, and I'm going to show you that they correlate with exactly what Jesus warned about in Luke 21, Matthew 24, and Mark 13. He said, "There shall be pestilence, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven." Keep all this in mind. I'm going to get ready to read some of these stories. And he said, "But before all these things, they'll lay hands on you, they'll persecute you, they'll deliver you up to the synagogues and prisons. You'll be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake." He says, "But don't be concerned about what you'll say, for I'll make it as an occasion for your testimony. Therefore, settle in your hearts to not meditate beforehand on what you will answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all of your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist." And he warns here, he says, "Some of you will be put to death for my name's sake." We just had a Nigerian pastor. Let me just give you this headline. A pastor who just recently made headlines this month after praising God in a ransom video in which he was taken hostage by Boko Haram and militants in Nigeria. And he was just recently, the reports came out that this pastor was beheaded because he refused to deny the Lord Jesus Christ. So this kind of stuff may not be happening here on the shores of America, but it's happening in Syria. It's happening in Saudi Arabia. It's happening in Nigeria. It's happening in China. It's happening in other places outside of the United States of America. He says, "You'll be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair on your head shall be lost by your patience possess your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you'll know that its desolation is near." I'm going to give you a headline for all this. "Then those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written by may be fulfilled." He talks about great distress in the land, wrath upon the people. The people will fall by the edge of the sword, and Jerusalem shall be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Now, this is going into the tribulation. He said, "There'll be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and on the earth, distress of nations." That's perplexity, confusion, madness, chaos. People are scrambling, trying to figure out why this is happening. Why are these diseases coming? Where is this plague coming from? Where is this virus originating from? Why are these earthquakes happening? Why is this unprecedented? Why are these volcanoes erupting? Why is this strange weather happening? There's no explanation for this. There's no point of reference to this. Geologists are baffled. Scientists are baffled. Experts are baffled. Everybody who's anybody in the field of the study in which they are experts are in. They're all confused, baffled, and perplexed. Well, my friends, the answer is in the Word of God, and it's always been there from the beginning. He says, "With perplexity and the seas and the waves roaring and men's hearts failing them for fear and the expectation of the things which are coming upon the earth. For the very powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." Now, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, "When these things begin to happen." That's now. They're beginning to happen. Not when they happen. When they begin to happen. "Look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near." And everybody said, "Amen." Now I'm going to give you some headlines here. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com if you're new to this broadcast. If you're listening by podcast, watching by YouTube, this is your first time, you can find us at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, and you're going to see all these headlines that I'm about to read to you. Listen to some of these headlines, guys. Now listen. Last week, I talked about the next portion of Luke 21, which is 29 through 33, and I talked about the convergence of prophetic events that are taking place with the nation of Israel in 2020. If you have not seen that, go and listen to our last podcast, go to listen to our last YouTube, go to listen to our last Facebook message, and I talked about that. Jesus talked about, look at the fig tree. And I talked about Israel represents the fig tree. And he says, when its trees begin to bud, you'll know yourselves that summer is near, so that when you begin to see these things happening, the kingdom of God is near. And he says, this generation that sees this will by no means pass away till all things take place. Well, friends, again, what generation is it? It's the generation that's alive and seeing all these major prophetic events taking place that correlate with the nation of Israel. Again, I'm only in Luke 21, 29 through 33. I'm not even talking about all the previous verses that we just discussed in Luke 21. So I want to kind of hinge off of Luke 21, 29 through 33 by some more recent headlines that I didn't cover in my last segment. Listen to this. This is from Breaking Israel News. Quote, 40 world leaders are scheduled to converge on Jerusalem, and what one leading rabbi is calling the preparation for the coming Messiah. Now, one can speculate what Messiah they're talking about. Are they talking about the Messiah Yeshua that's coming on a white horse and he's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Or is this a false Messiah? Is this another Jesus? Is this a false Jesus that will rise up and deceive many? Will this be this false Jesus, this false prophet mentioned in Revelation 13 that will work alongside the Antichrist mentioned by Paul to the church of Thessalonica and will be able to perform lying signs and wonders? Guys, we're about to find out soon enough. Things are wrapping up. Things are unfolding. Again, that was a headline. Listen to this headline. This is from the Jerusalem Post. Let me just read this. Quote, Jerusalem will soon become the capital of a global caliphate, according to a Palestinian preacher who recently told a crowd of Muslim worshipers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's old city before calling on them to seek martyrdom. Speaking at an event there to hold the anniversary of the 1453 AD capture of Constantinople by the Ottoman Turkish Empire, this cleric of some sort or an imam went on to say he sparked a disturbance on the Temple Mount when he was rallying Muslims and began to basically yell out and begin to decree and warn the Jews that were there that Jerusalem will soon be the capital of a global caliphate. Now, before people say, well, that's not going to happen. Well, hold on. Luke 21, verse 24. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. Listen to this. And Jerusalem, who? Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Can I tell you something? I believe this is very possible in the tribulation, at least in the first 42 months. And why do I say that? Because the Antichrist is going to invade the temple in Jerusalem. And he will set his headquarters there. He will set himself up and declare himself as God. And he will speak blasphemies against the God of heaven. Read it. It's in the book of Daniel. It's in the book of Revelation. It talks about this. Okay? This is crazy. Now, let's talk about the chaotic. I told you, things are happening, guys, that are baffling seismologists and geologists and volcanologists. And all these experts on dealing with Earth, with the Earth and seismic activity and volcanic activity and even astronomers. Listen to some of these headlines. London just shattered the highest atmospheric pressure in more than 300 years. This was a headline today that came out of the BBC network. Again, let me say that again. London just recorded the highest atmospheric pressure ever recorded in more than 300 years. All right, Listen to this. This is according to Fox News. A mysterious deep space event. What they're deeming to be a mysterious burst of gravitational waves has just struck the Earth, leaving, ready? Astronomers baffled. Let me talk about another one that I didn't pull up here on my computer, but I remember this when I recalled this one by posting this. There was four strange unidentifiable objects that were also discovered recently in the solar system. Again, they don't know what these... What about all the interstellar objects that are showing up that they can't answer why they're here? Where did they come from? Where is their origin? Where is their purpose? You got these things going on, guys. You've got Tennessee continues to rattle from ongoing earthquakes. They had a 3.8? Then they had two more earthquakes following that. You had Kansas that was shaken up by an earthquake. Omaha, I believe it was Nebraska. Then you had Oklahoma. You got, again, earthquakes in diverse locations. All right, then you've got Australia that's arson, you know, there was arsonists that came. I believe it's arsons. I don't know how you say that correctly, but people who intentionally started these fires. They've arrested many of them, but we know the results of that. Over nearly a billion animals died. Destruction on an unimaginable scale. The ash, then they got torrential rains that resulted in ash falling down into the water supply, and it killed off a mass fish kill off. Then you had a catastrophic, almost apocalyptic level hailstorm that came, caused extensive damage to automobiles and homes. People were injured. Then you had the dust storms appearing, and now the recent thing has come out, and now they're warning that the perfect storm has brewed in Australia to produce what locals there are warning of a possible deadly spider outbreak. Now, this was reported again by CBS. Australians are already, quote, reeling from months of devastating brush fires, have been warned that they could face a potential super dangerous funnel web spider outbreak, while experts have voiced fears that the brush fires have killed as many as a billion wild animals and pushed as many as 100 species closer to extinction. That's just terrible, guys. The deadly spiders are apparently thriving. So, one rabbi came out, this was from Breaking Israel News, and he said, this was pretty profound. Let me see if I can pull this up. I want to pull this article up, because I didn't pull this up. I got to read this to you. This is from Breaking Israel News. Listen to this. Quote, in the midst of raging wildfires, hailstones the size of baseballs pounding Australia in a mix of elemental opposites echoing the Egyptian plague, as if the reminder of the Exodus were not enough, a massive dust storm turned night into day. These and other phenomena created a, quote, pre-Messiah show of wonders in the hard-hit continent down under. Now listen to this. Conspicuously timed to coincide with the week when the... Now, this is according to the Torah reading. This was all consequently happening the same time as the Torah reading, when the Jews around the world would read the section of the Torah, listen to this, relating to the story of the plagues in Egypt. And this was before the plague or the swarm of spiders was even announced today. We posted this, and now we have this spider thing. This is, guys, come on, man. This is unbelievable. And then that brings us to our last point. Remember, I told you, he says, and there shall be great earthquakes in various places, famines and pestilence. Pestilence. And I told you the Greek understanding of the word pestilence. And everybody knows now this Wuhan virus, China virus, mystery virus, whatever you want to call this, this virus that originated from China has now has the CDC in panic mode. They're whether they are contemplating on whether or not to officially announce this as a global threat or an emergency. They are Wuhan, where this originated, Wuhan, where this originated from. They're actually shutting down all transportation methods there. I think they're a buck short and a day late, to be honest with you, but nevertheless, they're doing this. Now, we're, there's been at least one individual that has been confirmed to have this virus in Washington State. And now, according to a CDC spokesperson, they're now they're currently investigating multiple people already in the United States who could potentially have this virus. I saw some headlines saying that it's mutating. The number of cases has been just exploding. Deaths are coming more and more. I think we're up to, I don't know how many. I think there's been 17, at least 17 people that's been killed. Over 500 have been sickened. And from what I understand, depending on what source you gather this from, this is a low estimate. Some's got this up to, as far as the infected-wise, they've got it up into several thousand, even as high as 5,000 to 7,000. So I can't say yay or nay either way. But what I'm telling you is, guys, that we are seeing the very pages of Luke 21, Mark 13, and Matthew 24 coming right off the pages of your Bible. These are extraordinary times to live in. These are terrifying times to live in. These are trying times to live in. It really determines, really what determines that is what side of the tracks that you're on. For us who are born again and we're under the blood of Jesus and we have a covenant with the Lord, He told us, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, don't be terrified. Don't be disalarmed. Don't be, don't panic. He says, all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. These are only the birth pangs. These things will increase and they will become more intensified. And he said, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. And he said, well, Brother Ricky, what about those who don't have a covenant? What about those who are not born again? What about those who don't know Jesus? Well, friends, that's where you and I come into play. Because see, here's the thing that many prophecy teachers always overlook. And that is this. He says this, in the Bible, he tells you this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world as a witness, and then the end shall come. So what is you and I's job in this? What is our purpose? What is our duty? What is our commission? What is our mandate? That is to take, listen, if there was ever a time to witness to people, you could text somebody and you could say, man, are you looking at the news? Yeah, man, that's crazy. That stuff going on in Australia, this virus that's happening, earthquakes in Tennessee, this, that. You could say, look, do you know the Bible talks about that? And they're going to be, obviously, they're going to be intrigued about this. And they're going to say, really? And you can open up your Bible to Matthew 24. You can go to Luke 21. You can go to Mark 13. And you can begin to show them, just like I did today, show them this video, tag them in this video, send it to them, show it to them, sit down with them, say, look, watch this video. Listen to what this preacher's telling you. And then it'll open the door for them. And then you can lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ and get your family, your relatives, your neighbors, your co-workers, and get them in the ark. Get them under the blood of Jesus. But listen, Wednesdays, most of you know this, on Wednesdays, we're going to close this right here. Normally, we use this and we reserve this for our prayer segment. So I knew that there was no way I was not going to be able to do this segment today, because this is important. Things, I'm telling you guys, things are moving fast. That's why we're, if you've noticed, All of our segments are dealing with Bible prophecy. Why? Because this thing is speeding up like a freight train. So we're going to have both. I've just given you a segment. We've talked about this. Now we're going to pray. We're going to pray, and I want everyone to participate. I want you to take a Bible. If you've got a Bible with you, I want you to open it. If you don't have a Bible, go get one. Open your book. Open a tablet. Open a phone. Turn on your computer. Go to the book of Psalms 91. Psalms 91. We're not going to read this. We're going to pray this. I'm going to say it again. We're not going to read Psalm 91. We're going to pray Psalm 91. The Lord told Job, "You shall decree a thing, and it shall come to pass." Jesus told us in the book of Mark, he said, "Speak unto thy mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. And if you shall believe and not doubt what you have said, if you believe what you say, it shall be done unto you." There is power in the words that you speak. In the book of Proverbs, I believe it's Proverbs 18, it talks about the power of life and death is in the tongue. And when you begin to pray the word of God, listen, you can't pray anything better than the word of God. When you begin to pray the word, you don't realize the power in that. You're releasing life. You're releasing power. Angels of God, according to the word of God, it says the angels of God hearken unto the word of the Lord. They are released on our behalf, and they will begin to perform that which you believe and what you're praying about. So this is what we're going to do. Psalm 91, I've given you a whole lot of time here to get to there, Psalm 91. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to begin to pray, and I want you just to agree with me in prayer. If you're there, you can pray yourself. You've got whatever translation you want to pray, you can pray along with me. Here we go. Ready? Psalm 91. Again, this is not reading. This is going to pray. So you're going to hear me change the words up because I'm going to change this into a prayer and not reading this. Here it is. Father, I just thank you today that you said that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, you said that we shall say of the Lord that you are our refuge and that you are our fortress, and in you shall we trust. Father, we shall trust in you. Lord, you said that you shall deliver us. Surely you shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Lord, that includes this virus, and that includes the flu, that includes any kind of influenza, virus, bacteria, plague, disease. You said that you would deliver us from the perilous pestilence. You said in verse 4 that you would cover us with your feathers, and under your wings we shall take refuge. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your truth, your word, Lord, your word is truth, shall be our shield and our buckler. We shall not be afraid of the terror at night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at the noonday. Thank you, Father. Lord, you said that we don't have to be afraid. But you said a thousand may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. In other words, Lord, it may look bad on the news. It may look like it's going to get real bad. People may be dying here and dying there and dying on the left hand, dying on the right hand. More and more people get infected. This has happened, that happened. But you said in your word that 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. This is those who have a covenant with you that are under your shadow of the Almighty. You said, only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Lord, you made a distinction between the Egyptians and the Hebrew people. Those who have a covenant with you and those who did not have a covenant with you. There was darkness in the land of Egypt, but there was light in Goshen. There was cattle dropping dead here, but they were alive here. There was frogs and plagues and locusts, and there was lice, and there was all these things there, but it wasn't here. There was people dropping dead there, but it didn't happen here. Come on, somebody. I know this is going off Psalm 91, but I'm going to pray as the Holy Ghost tells me and shows me. I just draw a plumb line. I draw a plumb line of the blood of Jesus. I just decree the blood of Jesus over every household that's watching by YouTube, watching by Facebook, or listening by podcast. I declare and decree the blood of Jesus over you and your household. I declare it over my household. I declare that no plague, no pestilence, no disease shall come nigh thy dwelling. It may come to our doorstep. It may come to our rooftop. It may come to our street. It may come to our region, but it's not going to penetrate the four walls of our homes. It shall not have our children. It shall not have our spouse. It shall not have us. It shall not have our house. As for me and my household, we are under the blood of the Lamb. Lord, if the blood of an earthly lamb had the ability and had the authority and the power to ward off the death angel and destruction and famine and pestilences and all these things, how much more shall the precious blood of Jesus that is applied by faith, that is sprinkled through declaration, through releasing of our faith, how much more is it powerful? Come on, do you believe that today? I declare that over your household today. Father, you said because we make the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our dwelling place, you said in verse 10 that no evil shall befall us, nor shall any plague come near our dwelling. Lord, you said that you would send us angelic host. You said that you would send us angelic assistance. Father, you send the angel of the Lord to be with the Israelites when they came out of Egyptian bondage and you led them to the promised land. God, you led them by a pillar of cloud by day and a fire by night. There was an angel there that protected them, that kept them warm. He kept them fed. He kept their shoes from wearing out. He rained manna down from heaven. Father, there is angels that are here today, that are present today, that are the assistance of the believers today. You said in your word in the book of Hebrews, are these not ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation? These are ministering spirits. These are the angels of God that hearken unto the word of the Lord. So Father, I call upon angelic assistance in this hour. I call upon the angels of God. I ask that they'd come to our homes, that they would aid us, that they would protect us, that they would keep us, oh God. Lord, may these angels be released on the borders of our nations. I said nations, not just America, but whatever nation you represent. May that plague, may that pestilence not penetrate your nation, your area. May you be under the blood in Jesus' name. May the angels of God give charge over you. May they keep you in all your ways. May they bear us up in their hands lest we dash our foot against a stone. Hallelujah. I feel the power of God, my friend. Lord, you said we shall tread on the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We will trample them under our feet. Come on, somebody. It's time we tell the devil to get under our feet. You foul devil, get under our feet. You sickness, get under our feet. Disease, get under our feet. Come on, whatever you're dealing with, whatever devil you're dealing with, it's time to get under your feet. Because, Lord, you said, because we set our love upon you, you said, therefore I will deliver him. Lord, you said that you would set us upon high because we've known your name and that we shall call upon you and you will answer us. You will be with us in the time of trouble. You will deliver us and honor us with long life. You will satisfy us and show us the joy of our salvation. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you, Lord. Father, I received that. Come on, I know this is a little odd for the podcast, but listen, I'm a spirit-filled, Bible-believing, devil-stomping. I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost, and when the Holy Ghost hits me and he tells me to go, I'm going to go, and I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to tell you something. Somebody needs to hear these prayers. Somebody needs to release your faith. Somebody needs to believe this tonight. Somebody needs to agree with this tonight. Come on, everything. Come on, I'm just going to speak it out. If you don't want to receive this, I receive it for myself. Come on, sometimes you just got to tell yourself, everything's going to be all right. Come on, there used to be that old song. You remember that old song? I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Come on, you just got to, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Everything, I got a feeling, everything. Come on, I said everything. I said the bills. I said the marriage. I said the family matters. I said the worries and the doubts and the uncertainties and the anxieties and the fears. I said, I got a feeling everything. I said everything. I got a feeling he's working everything. All things are working together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. Come on. He got us out. Come on. He brought us out of the Y2K incident. Everybody freaked out and lost their minds. And he brought us through that. He brought us through the supposed alleged end of the world in 2011 that never happened. He brought us out of the Mayan calendar apocalypse that never happened in 2012. Come on. He brought some of you out of a drug addiction that you thought was you was going to go under. He brought you out of a disease that you thought was going to be the end of you. He brought you out of a nasty divorce that you thought was going to ruin you. He brought you out of lies and backbiting and death defamation and slander. He brought you back from the brink of destruction and alcoholism and substance abuse and this and that. He brought you through then. He's going to bring you through this time. And I receive this not only for you, but for me and my household. Thank you, Lord. I receive that for myself tonight, God. I receive the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. And everybody said, and all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. Come on, all you podcasters, you didn't think we was going to have church on this segment, did you? Some of y'all just come and want to hear the headlines and get out when you can. You didn't expect to hear church. Y'all ain't been to church in weeks or months or years, but you had church tonight on podcasts and on YouTube. But come on, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. To God be the glory. Friends, listen. People accuse us all the time. Here's the ironic thing. People accuse End Time Headlines. They accuse our ministry all the time for propagating fear-mongering. And when I see that, they obviously don't know me. They don't know Brother Ricky's heart. Because we are not trying to scare you. We are trying to prepare you. Come on, somebody. Let me say that again. We are not trying to scare you. We are trying to prepare you. We're trying to get you and your whole household to be saved. We're trying to get you to be like Noah. Come on. And with fear or reverence, he built an ark for the saving of his whole household and prepared himself. That's our mandate. That's what we're doing here tonight. Okay? So this is not fear-mongering. Listen, we don't want to see anybody die. We don't want to see death, destruction. Listen, I'm praying and believing. I'm hoping for the best. I'm praying and believing for a great outpouring, another great awakening. But guess what? I'm hoping for that, but I'm preparing for the worst. Why? Because I can show you evidence for both. I can show you where there's a great outpouring, but I can also show you where there's a great falling away. So I hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. And that's what we're doing tonight. So again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you want to know more information about our website, about our ministry, our mandate, our what we do, you can follow us there at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Under Facebook Live, there's an info link there. Click on that. It's going to give you more information about our website. Go to our main website. You guys on YouTube and podcast, you're going to get more information at the end of this on how you can follow us, subscribe to us. And again, as always, guys, we want to encourage you and we want to give you the opportunity to, as the Holy Spirit puts it upon your heart, if you'd like to partner with us or if you'd like to sow a one-time offering or gift into this ministry as a thank you for equipping you, informing you, or whatever, or both, whatever the case may be, we want to give you that opportunity. And again, you could do that there on the link there below, right there says where it says support and follow on Facebook Live. You guys on YouTube and podcast. Again, you're at the end of this, it's going to be a place where you can give by check or money order. All that information is going to be there as well. So we love you guys. God bless you. We're going to sign off today. We'll either be back on here tomorrow or we'll be back on Friday, depending on what goes on. God bless.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.